This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
All right. Wow, that was really fun.
Two hours went by pretty quick,
I would say. But
thank you, Jay.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. Yeah, it was awesome.
I really appreciate you guys coming out.
We'll have to have them on again sometime when I have two more hours to kill.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?
It's very...
We're not leaving!
What are you doing after this? We got no place to be.
I don't know why I sound like a cartoon character.
Let's go out!
But yeah, so we're heading out now. The Rev is up next.
What does the Rev talk about on the show?
Rev is controversial.
I think we know about that.
He plays really good music, though. He's got good taste in music.
It'd be funny if he did like a religion.
And he has porn stars on, so you can't beat that.
Are any porn stars coming in tonight, Rev?
Should we hang?
I guess we'll be at the bar. You can catch it.
You know what would be funny is if he did like a serious religious show. And we stayed around and like totally flipped over and like, yes, in the beginning of Christianity, I definitely feel that that everything was upside down.
All right, everybody. We're out of here now. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Dude, later. Oh, that was good. That was fun.
Didn't bring enough beer. I'll say that much. Yeah. The perfect amount.
It was good. I'm drunk.
We would have picked up some more Steve there.
Oh no, we were good. I think we had enough Steve. Just enough. I think any more Steve, we would have like
I'm gonna get a picture of you guys freely.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh man, I can't hold my butt.
Oh, that was fun. And they're all local fans from media.
I heard a lot of it. It's cool. Okay, let's see. Hello, hello, hello. Testicle, testicle. All right. Hello, hello. Okay, well, the big phallic one is still working. And okay, the Reverend is in, starting in a couple minutes, getting all the shit together. Okay. Now what I do? Hit this red thing?
Start a new one. Go up to file.
File. I can do this.
Okay.
Okay.
And now you press.
Now that. Okay. Testicle 1-2. Testes 1-2. Big phallic mic working. Weapon of ass destruction working. And the microphone that looks like a big porn star's penis is working. Are we ready? Okay, let's start. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. We're starting a couple minutes late because the previous show went on, but that's totally cool. And they had live guests, and they were very interested in the last live guest on this show, erotic film star Jackie Joy. But while she did agree to come back, I don't think she meant every week. So we will get on with tonight's show. Tonight the theme is Lennon and Cobain's ghosts live. And they are going to appear here. I don't think they wanted to hang out with a large crowd of folks. However, they will be here later, and that was confirmed. So we will be talking to both ghosts, the one of John Lennon and the ghost of Kurt Cobain. They will be here, and got a ton of tunes and stuff to cover. Actually, a whole shitload of tunes. So we're going to get started right away, starting with, let's see, we're going to start with two new to the show bands. One is new friends and book burners from Eastern Europe in a band called Bernese Propaganda. But before that, from San Francisco, we're going to play a track by Radio Star SF from their Skulls, Stars, and Guitars CD. This is a track entitled Buried Alive.
пишу вам. Я скачекам, чекам. Данес нема пак от мапата и без адреса. Нема никой да ми пишу вам.
Way. Well, I mean political because everything I do is political. I don't want to create a riot, a fight in each town, but I just really want to paint it red.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am disgusted with all this talk about ghosts and other blasphemous and disgusting outrage that is on this show. But fortunately, we're going to hear a track from a band I really like entitled Bootleg Thorzy Nightmare from the great compilation Put Your Tongue to the Rail. The Philly compilation for Catholic children, songs of the Jim Carroll band. This is entitled People Who Died.
Man.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. this is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the Allah.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, after the recorded introduction, you did not hear the set list for the first set of tunes, which was the following. Ruin did White Rabbit. Bootleg Thorazine Nightmare did People Who Died. The Oz from Russia, from their punk opera, Che Lenin, did Oh My Love. From the band Davey, you heard the Volta Radio ID and the Reverend is in promo. Before that, more from the Oz. You heard Paint It Red and Power to the People. Joy Division did Isolation. Bernays Propaganda did A Day Before I Disappear. And started off with Radio Star SF doing Buried Alive. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live at voltaradio.com. The shows are archived and available 24/7 for free. If you want to turn somebody else on to a show they missed or hear it again. The shows are archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, thanks to great co-producer from afar, Pastor Rex Cat. And of course, check out the updates always at ReverendBookburn.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn, and email revbookburn@sjcdc.org. We are on the air next Sunday night as well, doing, let's see, what night is that? September 6th, doing the themed show, Foreplay for the Healthcare Marches. It looks like it says Munchies. It's fucking sheets of paper that are barely legible. Foreplay for the Healthcare Marches, and that is on September 6th. There's no show on September 13th, the day of the Healthcare Marches, and returning on September 20th for a theme, and we don't know what it is yet. Let's see, we have two birthdays. One is for the founder, author, and primary provocateur of the Church of the Subgenius, who worships the deity J.R. Bob Dobbs, and launched this campaign for Slack. The Church of the Subgenius founder, Reverend Ivan Stang. Happy birthday to you and to our last live guest from a couple of weeks ago, erotic film star Jackie Joy. It was her birthday on Thursday, and happy birthday to you, Jackie. And let's see, that's it. Let's see, any deaths? Well, just the obvious one, which is the death of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. Now, what is particularly interesting about that, most news is obvious, you know, what they did, his history, and most memorable and notable events of the past. What I thought was particularly interesting and not getting as much attention was that on her Facebook page, Sarah Palin and her friends actually had like a cyber celebration, you know, actually saying such retarded comments as one less socialist and as if, and well, the usual predictable, you know, teabagger Republican fringe party kind of bullshit. And not that we condone any party, but they are especially the whacked from among the big corporate parties, and the usual bullshit that comes out of those kinds of circles was all over Sarah Palin's Facebook. And it would be one thing if she was just another mental patient like Michelle Bachmann or Miss California, but this was somebody who was fairly close to becoming vice president. And there hasn't been a vice president that fucking crazy since Dick Cheney. So the torture king. And I know torture king is also one of the characters in the Jim Rose circus sideshow, and we apologize to him immediately for such a degrading comparison, comparing him to Dick Cheney. But so be it. Dick Cheney in other ways earned his name, the torture king. So anyway, that was one thing we wanted to acknowledge by the Palin crowd. And of course, they weren't to be outdone by the Rush types, the Fox News assholes, and more on that later. But that was of note. So anyway, Ted Kennedy, the one death since the last show that is relevant to the show, and happy birthday, Reverend Ivan Stang, and erotic film star and recent live guest Jackie Joy. All right, what else is in the news? John Lennon and Kurt Cobain's ghosts are going to appear after the second set of tunes, just so you know. I think it was a little rowdy for them before. And as you know, ghosts need a more quiet and serene atmosphere, you know, before they can start communicating with the currently alive people. Most ghosts we've had were people we didn't really have a desire to talk to. Like Gerald Ford a couple of days after he died, although he ended up being a good ghost live guest. When the anti-abortion terrorist Paul DePere died, he appeared on the show, and that was actually fun. But these are people whom we are really pumped to see, you know, that we've always wanted to meet and hang with. So it is an honor, and very much looking forward to that. As said earlier, coming up, and it's not just Washington, D.C. We said it at ReverendBookburn.com, but it's actually going to be in several cities in the U.S. Anybody outside of the U.S., please be patient. It is very important to plug this, because when there is something that represents positive change it takes a lot to mobilize people to consistently remain loud and active to ensure that it happens. And it is a guarantee that every stupid fucker who actually buys the rhetoric of the health insurance industry and the Republican Fringe Party and the Blue Dog Democrats, and somebody please spay and neuter those people. In other words, total hoes for the industry and just absolute dupes into who are duped into believing that the interests of the pathetic state of the private health insurance industry, the people who profit off of misery and death and have absolutely zero character or humanity or ethics, that somehow those rich people's interests are the same as theirs, which means you have to be pretty fucking stupid to believe that. But here in the land where there are an unbelievable number of educational facilities, people remain as, who was it? Either Howard Zinn or, now I can't remember who it was, who pointed out people are politically naive. We could have a nation here full of people with PhDs and they'll still listen to stupid fuckers like Fox News or Rush Limbaugh. And that has improved in the last year, but needs more nudging. So while these small, tiny fringes of assholes are fighting against their own interests and the interests of everybody else, it needs encouragement. And we're really going to focus on this next week on the foreplay for the Healthcare Marches show. But want to plug in advance that there are marches for healthcare reform with public option in multiple U.S. cities. And we link it, but you can go directly right now if you want to marchforhealthcare.com. Okay. Also, and speaking of active, while the Obama folks might be hesitant to take action on, something no more serious than the worst war criminals and perpetrators of torture in modern history, or at least after Reagan did it, people at the University of California in Berkeley decided to protest and even disrupt torture professor John Wu, and getting themselves arrested in the process. And so we wanted to give a shout out to them for confronting John Wu, who continues to be rewarded for being a participant in the torture perpetrated by the Bush regime and the CIA. On video, a Dancing with the Stars star and one of the most corrupt living congressmen of all, Tom DeLay, the DVD version of The Big Buy, Tom DeLay's Stolen Congress, which is a must-see and a must-publicly-exhibit video, preferably on the night he dances on television. And because of all of the tension and uncertainty as to whether or not healthcare reform will pass, public showings of Michael Moore's Sicko. And it's great. It's worth watching repeatedly. If you've already seen it and you do a public showing or even just a small number of friends. And of course, coming up from Michael Moore in October, and you can just tell in advance, this is a must-see. Capitalism, a love story. And according to Michael Moore, it's even a good date movie. Can you see, like, fondling and touching each other while Michael Moore is confronting the worst assholes in the nation, like on Wall Street, and the people who fucked the entire nation without consent or lube? Oh, look, honey. But anyway, he said it's a good date movie, and we're going to trust him and experiment with that. Let's see. Oh, also coming out very soon, a matter of days, a movie Chevron does not want you to see, Crude, the movie, and that is a must-see, focusing primarily on the indigenous people who live in the rainforests and some of the worst perpetrators of destruction of the rainforest and environmental destruction and the deaths of people that could never fully be counted. Chevron Corporation. The movie is called Crude, and it's a must-see. And... oh, God. So fucking talked out. Let's see. Yeah, there's more, but... Skipping that. If you do go to the updated today, reverendbookburn.com, and decide, I'm not going to click on all these links and goodies and videos and articles, and only go to a couple of things. One would be the healthcare debate, I mean, healthcare marches links, and Mad as Hell Doctors on Tour, and some of the videos. One is from our friends who were part of a deer hunt sabotage effort, and their video on the sickness of recreational hunters. There's a very good video that William S. Burroughs recorded of his writing, The Priest, they called him, with Kurt Cobain playing guitar. And as many videos by Yoko Ono that I think are fantastic, a video, it's probably not going to last long because she keeps pulling it, and I don't know why. It's a fantastic video from, I believe, the mid-80s, entitled Hell in Paradise. Now, I really am talked out, so, and my throat is shot to shit since before I got here. So we're going to get back to the music and play a track by the Asylum Street Spankers from their CD Spanker Madness. This track is entitled Winning the War on Drugs.
In my lazy boy, just watching my TV, there's something that the newsman can't explain to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid as I set my reefer down. If there's a war on drugs going on, how come they're all around? But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass the ball, we're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or score them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car, we're winning the war on drugs. Tony scored 10 kilos from a pair of shiny black shoes, with an eagle in his haircut and an earphone on his tongue. After he got busted, he couldn't make no bail, cause we're making money off the stash and money off the jail. But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Grace Lord and pass them all, we're winning the war on drugs. You can throw them in your face
cause the artists were all baked. On this earth there's flowers, fungus, herbs, and weeds to take. If those things are legal. Then God made a mistake. But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord, pass them all. We're winning the war on drugs. You can roam in your closet or storm off the thugs. Put your hands against the heart. We're winning the war on drugs. Yeah, we're winning the war on drugs. We're
This is Halliburton Ernie, and it's so good to be here with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist and John Lennon's ghost and Kurt Cobain's ghost. And it warms my heart to get to participate in this. And now we're going to play a couple of tracks from a tribute CD that was made for the residents, entitled A Stab at the Residents, also known as Eyesore. This track is by the Mommy Heads and is entitled Moisture.
Someone saw a stranger.
Okay, we're going to play a new to us CD by Behind Enemy Lines, recently acquired, entitled One Nation Under the Iron Fist of God, from the Profane Existence label. However, we're not sure about the track numbering, so when we find it, you're going to hear gutter.
No one escapes, Winston.
Yeah.
escapes, Winston. There are no martyrs here. All the confessions made here are true. We do not destroy the heretic because he resists us. As long as he resists us, we never destroy him. We make him one of ourselves before we kill him. We make his brain perfect before we blow it out. And then, when there is nothing left but sorrow and love of Big Brother, we shall lift you clean out of history. We shall turn you into gas and pour you into the stratosphere. Nothing will remain of you. Not a name in a register. Not a memory in a living brain. You will be annihilated in the past as well as in the future.
You heard from the incredible Behind Enemy Lines from the One Nation Under the Iron Fist of God CD from Profane Existence. You heard Molesting the Dead, and that went out to the anti-Courtney Love and anti-Yoko Ono writers and movie makers and book authors and related assholes. Molesting the Dead, and before that, Gutter Religion. Before Behind Enemy Lines, you heard the Cooters doing Society Sets the Stereotype and Carpetbaggers from their punk metal CD. And that's also on the Profane Existence label. Before that, two tracks from Eyesore, A Stab at the Residence, a tribute CD. You heard Pink Floyd the Barber doing Boo Hoo, and the Mommy Heads doing Moisture. Before that, you heard Hole doing Sassy from the Pretty on the Inside CD. Before Hole, you heard the Fugs doing Slum Goddess and Supergirl from the very first Fugs album. And started off with the Asylum Street Spankers doing Winning the War on Drugs. This is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is The Ghosts. Will you write the fucking ghosts like on the top of the paper? Tonight the theme is Lennon and Cobain's Ghosts Live, and they are here, and we're going to go. Halliburton Ernie forgot to mention that the two tracks from the Residence tribute CD by the Mommy Heads and Pink Floyd the Barber were at the request of our ghosts. They wanted something weird, you know, and something avant-garde. And so at first, this reverend suggested John Cage, knowing that Yoko, especially in her early years, had a real appreciation. And then we discovered that among all of us in this scene, none of us had any John Cage, which needs to change. So we thought, well, okay, Kurt wants Unusual and a non-top 40, non-pop kind of stuff. And, of course, John loves avant-gardes. And so it was agreed upon that either the Residence or the tribute CD to the Residence was in order and agreeable. So hopefully they liked it. And I was going to say all this shit, but I think they can speak for themselves. So, okay, there is an endless industry churning out books, publications, films, even. and of course CDs as a part of this necro culture. And people buy this shit, obviously, I guess thinking it's some kind of tribute or thinking that they're doing a favor. or I'm not sure what people are thinking. But there's an endless kind of marketing in the name of John Lennon and in the name of Kurt Cobain. So we thought, let them speak for themselves. Their ghosts have agreed to come here. Supposedly, they're never going to appear anywhere ever again. So hopefully you're catching the show, or at least hearing it in the archives if you missed it and you really dig these guys. So anyway, enough of me talking. So let's have the ghosts come in here. I don't know, do you need to open the door, or is that kind of pointless? Am I stereotyping ghosts? I don't know. They said tell them when we're ready. So somebody yell, we're ready. Okay. More zombie looking than ghost looking, but who am I to say that? Who am I to talk about ghosts? Alright. Okay. As said before, we're internet radio. There's no censorship. There's no need to be concerned with FCC assholes or censors or Christian Taliban fucks or even the corporate entertainment industry. So fuck all of that. You have absolute license, as said earlier, to speak your minds and respond to anything. You can have 100% broadcasting and artistic freedom.
Yeah, it's Kurt, and it's just really fucking with my head that people have ripped me off and ripped off my wife for to the tune of millions of bogus real estate deals using my social security number and otherwise being assholes. And I wanted to say that I hope people no longer buy anything with my name on it unless they know that it's going to my former bandmates from Nirvana or to my beloved wife, Courtney, and our daughter, Frances Bean.
Yeah, it's the same thing here. We had all these contracts signed with Alan Klein and Apple Records, which was really Capitol, and all this fucking bullshit. Now a box, a brand new box set to replace the old box sets, and it's a bunch of shit, really. And unless it goes to Yoko, or unless it goes to the other artists in whatever project, it's simply a ripoff. And I think Kurt will agree that the corporate music industry drove us to the brink and made our lives a living hell, drove us to want to escape and or just kind of numb our brains. And I guess the one thing we would say is that all of the stuff in the necro industry is produced by the same assholes. So please don't buy it, and please don't believe the crazy shit that they come up with to write.
Yeah, I agree with that. I know John has been through a lot of the same kind of shit where it's like they attack our wives, which is so incredible. A lot of people who are either total morons or total assholes or both actually had the balls to say that she was responsible for my death, which is total bullshit. And just this relentless attacking, which reminds me of just the one of the many reasons why life became so unbearable, because it was something you could handle for a while, but then it just became so overwhelming, and you just can't stand it after a while. And it's like, and then after I was dead, for people to just continue to lay into her, you know, she's trying to recover every so often, and she's, you know, trying to do better, and she's trying to be happier, and then this avalanche of shit starts, and not just the crazy conspiracy theorists, but just the people who are so full of judgment.
I totally agree with you there, especially about the judgment. It was like all these racists and all these people who only wanted their pop version of the Beatles and didn't like when we got psychedelic and didn't like when we got political, and then really didn't like that I didn't have this, you know, British cover girl wife, but somebody who I genuinely fell in love with, who was into unusual art and unusual avant-garde music and expression. And it was just too much. I chose her over being a pop star or being, you know, anything. And it's like, who the fuck are these people to just say they have opinions about who or what they think she is when they don't know the first fucking thing about her? Alright, I see red lights flashing. I think somebody's coming after you guys. I don't know, what do they do? Like, scoop you up and make you leave or something? Do you want to say anything as a kind of parting words? And believe me, it is greatly appreciated by the Bookburners that you appeared on this show and chose this show to communicate your thoughts after going into whatever the fuck it is, Santa Claus Kingdom or whatever.
Well, I think John and I agree that the only thing that makes any sense is to encourage people to move in the direction of peace, justice, and a humane culture, and trying to make things worthwhile in the arts.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think it's not just buying records, but communicating your own. What do you have to say? You know, what can you draw or write or record that's also yours? Not just saying, oh, you know, what does my favorite pop star have to say this week, and do I like that person's partner? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the ghosts of John Lennon and Kurt Cobain, they had a lot they seemed to want to get off their chests, including the corporate entertainment industry, the necro industry that has followed in their name since their deaths, and of course the judgmental people who judged and condemned their loved ones.
and in Kurt's case, the people who were even fucked up enough to accuse Courtney Love of killing Kurt Cobain, which has to be... That was, like, the most stupid fucking thing until the anti-Obama birthers and all that kind of silly crap. In the background, behind Enemy Lines, from their incredible CD, One Nation Under the Fist of God, from Profane Existence label. And now we're going to play something by William Shatner, another death theme song, by William Shatner from his fairly recent CD entitled Has Been. This is a track entitled, what's it called? You'll Have Time.
You're gonna die because you're gonna. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother? Now, maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Yes, it's gonna happen because it's happened to a lot of people I know. My mother, my father, my loves. The president, the kings, and the pope. They all had hope, and they muttered just before they went, maybe I won't go. Live life like you're gonna die, because you are. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
I tell you who else left us, passed on, gone to heaven, no longer with us. Johnny Cash.
Dead.
JFK, that guy in the Stones.
Dead.
Lou Gehrig, Einstein, and Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Have I convinced you? Lips. This may come as news, but it's time. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. By the time you hear this, I may well be dead. And you, my friend, might be next. We're all gonna die. Yeah. Oh, maybe you won't suffer. And maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think. Did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time. You'll have time. 'Cause you're gonna die. You're like- saying, this is all there was. What was all the fuss? Why did I bother?
Why don't you apostrophe R-E G-O-N-N-A-D-I-E died? You are gone.
Why did I waste my taste? You'll have time, baby. You'll have time.
Welcome to the Church of Stop Shopping. I'm Reverend Billy with the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir here in the East Village in lovely downtown New York City, here with Brother James Solomon Ben.
Yes, I'm here with you, Reverend.
Today's message, we ask the question, who will be spared the coming of the Shapocalypse?
Yes.
Oh, we try to do the right things. We try to honor our family, our great nation. We maybe go to Disneyland or Walmart or Starbucks. We drive and we walk and we stand in line. We're Americans.
Yes, we are. Amen.
But then we get to the cash register. We turn and we notice our friends have burst into flames.
Oh, no, say it isn't so, Reverend.
Can you feel the burning?
Yes.
Do you feel that pain? Shopping.
No, no, no.
I'm standing in line all day with commercial foreplay pumped into my skull. Finally get to the cash register. Devil, devil, do it. Get it over with. Do it. Convert me into a savage yuppie. Cover me over with a style I have not earned.
Have mercy.
Let me chase the truly original people down to the dark alleyways and let me copy them and imitate them until they die naked and astonished. Let us pray.
Yes.
Let us pray to the God that is not a product. Let us put the odd back into God.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? Will you be strange enough? Can we change enough?
Yes, we can, Reverend.
We want to break through the retail wall.
Yes.
We want to be warriors of bilessness. Can we be utterly inappropriate?
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
We're coming back strong, Reverend.
There is a traffic jam rolling over me inch by inch. And it is killing children on the other side of the world. Can I stop my shopping?
Amen.
But we know also that we're learning to see and to feel that fire, the Shapocalypse. It registers as a kind of tempting dullness. There's only this barely perceptible feeling that we have forgotten something about ourselves.
Yes.
Something very important.
I'm hungry.
owns you. How can you walk? Walk away from me. I is the distance to welcome you beyond, 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 beyond. Horizons of you. Horizons of you. Horizons of you. Coming through. It loves your hunger to come happy. Leave, leave hungry. Come, come happy. Come.
The presidential skeleton, I won't sign the bill. Said the speaker's skeleton, yes, you will. Said the representative skeleton, I object. Said the Supreme Court skeleton, what do you expect? Said the upper class skeleton, starve unmarried moms. Said the Yahoo skeleton, stop dirty art. Said the right wing skeleton, forget about your heart. The Gnostic skeleton, the human form's divine. Said the Christian coalition skeleton, no, it's not, it's mine. Said the Buddha skeleton, compassion is wealth. Said the corporate skeleton, it's bad for your health. Said the old Christ skeleton, care for the poor. Said the Son of God skeleton, AIDS needs cure. Said the homophobe skeleton, gay folks suck. Said the heritage policy skeleton, blacks are out of luck. Said the macho skeleton, women in their place. Said the fundamentalist skeleton, increase the human race. Said the right to life skeleton, fetus has a soul. Said the pro-choice skeleton, shout up your hole. Said the downsize skeleton, robots got my job. Said the tough on crime skeleton, tear gas the mob. Said the governor's skeleton, cut school lunch. Said the mayor's skeleton, eat the budget crunch. Said the neoconservative skeleton, homeless off the street. Said the free market skeleton, use him up for meat. Said the think tank skeleton, free market's the way. Said the savings and loan skeleton, make the state pay. Said the Chrysler skeleton, pay for you and me. Said the nuke power skeleton, and me, and me, and me. Said the ecologic skeleton, keep skies blue. Said the multinational skeleton, what's it worth to you? Said the NAFTA skeleton, get rich,
free trade, said the maquiladora's skeleton. Sweatshops, low pay, said the rich gat skeleton. One world, high tech, said the underclass skeleton. Get it in the neck, said the World Bank skeleton. Cut down your trees, said the IMF skeleton. Buy American cheese. Underdeveloped skeleton, we want rice, said the developed nation's skeleton. Sell your bones for dice. Said the Ayatollah skeleton, die, writer, die, said Joe Stalin's skeleton. That's no lie, said the Middle Kingdom skeleton. We swallowed Tibet, said the Dalai Lama skeleton. Indigestion's what you get, said the World Chorus skeleton. That's their fate, said the USA skeleton. Gotta save Kuwait, said the petrochemical skeleton. Roar, bombers, roar, said the psychedelic skeleton. Smoke a dinosaur, said Nancy's skeleton. Just say no, said the Rasta skeleton. Blow, Nancy, blow! Skeleton, don't smoke pot, said the alcoholic skeleton. Let your liver rot, said the junkie skeleton. Can't we get a fix, said the big brother skeleton. Jail the dirty pricks, said the mirror skeleton. Hey, good looking, said the electric chair skeleton. Hey, what's cooking? Skeleton, fuck you in the face, said the family values skeleton. My family values mace, said the New York Times skeleton. That's not fit to print, said the CIA skeleton. Can't you take a hint? Believe my lies, said the advertising skeleton. Don't get wise, said the media skeleton. Believe you me, said the couch potato skeleton. What, me worry, said the TV skeleton. Eat sound bites, said the newscast skeleton. That's all, good night.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's great to talk to ghosts and people that you really wish were there. And I'm hoping that Reverend Bookburn will help me talk to the ghost of Ronald Reagan. Because I've always admired the way he killed massive amounts of civilians in the Contra Wars and still got people to believe what he had to say. So maybe you'll help me petition Reverend Bookburn and the people of the Reverend is in at VoltaRadio.com and get them to say your old buddy Bush would really like to talk to Ronnie and ask how he could sell mass murder and torture to the American public and still have them cheering, and more importantly, how to rewrite history after they die. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Common masters of war that build all the guns, that build the death planes, that build the big bombs, that hide behind walls, that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You got never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. Then you turn on my father with a mask full of fire. Father, when the gospel is fine. Like Jesus of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, like I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. The water that runs down my drain. Now listen to this. While you're passing the triggers for the others to fire, then you sit back and watch as the distance gets higher. You hide in your mansion as the young people blow. And he's buried in the mud. Well, you don't know what's there. That can never be hallowed. You're not bring children into this world. For threatening my baby, I'm born in my name. You ain't with the blood that runs in your veins. Never buy back your soul.
Sainted tea-bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. balls, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have some runner-ups, too. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the crazy fuck who abducted a little girl who was recently, whatever the word is, discovered and returned to her loved ones. And according to the Vatican, the official statement from the Catholic Church and the priests were, why didn't you invite us over to some of your parties and baby-making sessions? And hey, are you sure this guy isn't one of us? The abductor, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And the second runner-up is the Washington Times, the newspaper owned by another right-wing religious nut, Reverend Sun Myung Moon, South Korea's finest, really no difference. The Washington Times that ran full-page ads and lengthy articles defending the genocidal dictatorship of Saddam, much like when Pat Robertson invested his nonprofit religious money in the Liberian dictatorship and defended bloody dictator Charles Taylor because Reverend Robertson had diamond mines, and of course, similar to George Bush Sr., using the CIA to ensure more oil profits. Washington Times, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads to yet another runner-up before we get to the primary recipient. Yes, serious assholism this week. No, we have two runner-ups to go. So let's get on to the first one. What happened to the fart sounds?
The ruling came under immediate
attack. We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. First, Cheech from Cheech and Chung.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Another asshole. I can't read this. Another runner-up. Yeah, we had a good weekend here at the Reverend is In. Another asshole, runner-up to Asshole of the Week, is R. It's another collective, a single individual. The concert goons at Madison Square Garden, who harassed fans of Britney Spears at a recent Madison Square Garden concert. It started when a couple of record leaves, very repressed and internally conflicted dimwits, complained about provocative dancing of some fans in the aisle seats. And the goons who were working the show took yet another step in the development of concert martial law and pulled away from the concert to scold and reprimand the provocative dancers. Concert goons at the Britney show at Madison Square Garden, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And there's yet another runner-up before the primary recipient. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Jamaican reggae star Buju Banton, who up until recently was going to have a a mini U.S. tour sponsored by Bottom Feeder's Live Nation, and recently canceled thanks to protests and letter writing campaign, which was very cool, and we supported that along with our endless blogging and commenting. Buju Banton is a homophobic bigot, much like his brethren in Bad Brains and elsewhere, who this guy went so far as to call for murder of gay people through guns and bombs and the use of acid. Not the drug acid, but real acid. Buju Banton, you are another runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And just if there wasn't a bigger asshole, he would have been Asshole of the Week. But he was outdone by somebody who was yet an even bigger asshole than Buju Banton. Are we out of fart sounds again?
The ruling came out of me.
All right. I'll get through this. Cheech, please.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
And we're going way over time, but that's cool. After four runner-ups, who could be so special as to get such a special award? Tonight, Sunday, August 30th, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio4All.net. Tonight, outshining even Buju Banton and the other runner-ups, tonight, Asshole of the Week is Mike Huckabee. Yeah, believe it or not, he was never Asshole of the Week before. I can't believe it. Mike Huckabee, a former 2008 Republican candidate for the U.S. presidency, used the death of the late Senator Edward Kennedy to issue propaganda against health care reform, public option, and just health care reform, period, and repeated the Palin-like lies and lies of others from the Republican fringe party and their nut jobs and from the militias and teabaggers, saying under Obamacare, Ted Kennedy would have been encouraged to die sooner. Well, Mr. Huckabee, we're going to tell your fantasy lord, your master, and we're going to tell Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy that you willfully lied and deceived the public. In fact, you attempted to lie and bullshit using lies that were already exposed for being total bullshit and propaganda. You are lower than pond scum. You are worse than Buju Banton. Mike Huckabee, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, no more fart sounds, please. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, the 2009 version. Spore did I Want You, She's So Heavy, from their Fear God CD. DOA did Masters of War, the Bob Dylan cover. Before that, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Before that, a track by Allen Ginsberg with Paul McCartney, Lenny Kaye, and Philip Glass. And that track was entitled The Ballad of the Skeletons. Before that, you heard Reverend Billy doing Shopocalypse and Come Happy. And started off with William Shatner doing You'll Have Time. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Lennon and Cobain's Ghosts Live. And that had to be the most fun show we ever did with ghosts, mostly because they were ghosts that we wanted to see. And even though both ghosts and this reverend had voices that were shot to shit for unexplainable reasons and reasons we would only deny if interrogated later, still, it was worthwhile. And we got some good information and thoughts and reflections, and that was what was most important. So thank you, ghosts of John Lennon and Kurt Cobain. And we will try to keep those messages going out to the world at large, especially not to support the necroculture or the assholes that trash your wives and any other loved ones that they target for trashing. You can write to the Reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Updates and goodies and links always at reverendbookburn.com, updated today. YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. The show is expected to be archived within the week at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, thanks to the great and legendary Pastor Rex Catt. We will be on the air next Sunday night, September 6th, for the foreplay for the healthcare marches. And then we're going to be off on September 13th, the day of the healthcare marches. And please check out those links that we linked at reverendbookburn.com for the healthcare actions. And even if you're far away and out of the country, you could at least, you know, publicize them so that they get as much publicity as possible and people not let modern day brown shirts and Gestapo types fuck up the entire nation. Let's play one more tune and then get out of here. We'll play it with the introduction because it's so cool. And we usually play a cover of this by the great Bongwater, but the original is so great. The movie that the Monkees made entitled Head is a classic from 1968. And the opening song, the Porpoise Song, was covered by other bands, most notably the great version that we play by Bongwater. But tonight we're going to play the intro and the original Porpoise Song from the soundtrack called Head. Yes, The Reverend Is In is about to give you head. This is the Monkees from the soundtrack Head, the Porpoise Song. Good night.
Coming.
Defending our bridges in the world.
Head.
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 Coming.
Head.
Head. Head. Head.
Head.
Head.
Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Head. Millions!
Suck it before.
They're coming!
Real
ahead.
Head.
Enough, enough, enough.
Head.
Pleasure. An inevitable byproduct of our civilization.
A new world.
The only preoccupation will be...
Head.
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 Sell your soul for rock and roll. Why waste your time with D-Void or Balandi? You're ready for Curse.
We are super dirty. You are super dirty. We are super dirty. You are super dirty.
They're more revolting than drag, more disgusting than punk, with a sound that feels like acid in your ears.
Chalkboard, I'm bored, you're bored. Chalkboard.
Go out and seize a copy of their debut album, Teenage Reprobate, featuring their hot new single, Mouth Dead Slugs.
Brand new.
You can call it art, you can call it rock, you can even call it music. But one thing's for certain, they don't have a message, just a mission. To drag you down to the depths of hell itself and keep you there. Get down as far as
you can go and cuss. They aren't bad, they're wretched. Curse on Quagmire Records and Tapes.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Keep your dog with religion and your sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and you're classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the fool on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Seconds away. could be a love that will last forever. But if it gets away, there might not ever be one.
I could be good, maybe I'm crazy. I couldn't be good, maybe I'm mad. I couldn't be good, don't get in my way, because I couldn't be good, but I'm bad. Everybody feeds the fat boy. Everybody feeds the fat boy. Once upon a time, I played electric guitar, and they said I was a rock and roll star. Now nobody calls me on the telephone, so I sit and watch my TV all alone. Maybe if I put a bullet in my brain, they'd remember me like Kurt Cobain. And the parasites on MTV would wipe their eyes and act like they knew me. But I wouldn't be a hero, I'd be dead, just a corpse beside a note that read. If you like to pretend that you'll never get old, you got what it takes to rock and roll. We'll be right back.
if anyone cares, if I do what I might. Angel, answer my prayer and tell me if anyone else knows how much I am scared that I might murder myself. No, 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 no,